The Department of Environmental Management is still hashing out the details of its new land acquisition program, but the gist of it is buy farmland up for sale at fair market value and then resell it to other farmers at a more affordable price to keep farmland from being developed. This may not sound controversial, but farmers like Justin Dame have a problem with it. His family has been farming for six generations in Johnston. Dame doesn't trust the government. Back in the late 1960s, his grandfather lost farmland to the state through eminent domain. He doesn't think DEM has any business subsidizing the cost of land.
If you have an advantage, a good lease or a good rent, or, you know, your family handed down land generation to generation, that gives you the hand up over other people. It's what industry is. I mean, you start taking away that and trying to make everything fair and equal, then the state has to be involved in everything.
Dame is convinced the state's program will favor small farmers who grow organic food.
There's a big demand for this. I mean, a lot of young people coming out of colleges and are feeling that way, that, you know, this is a healthier, better way to eat. And by all means, meet the demand, but don't run to the state and ask for help. You know what I mean?
Dame's father, Jay Dame, worries the state, with help from the federal government, will carve up farmland into smaller plots to create low-income housing.
Basically now they're calling the shots on the local planning boards as to what our communities are going to look like.
The Dames are not alone in their concerns about the program. Other farmers and conservative groups are calling it a communist redistribution of land.
We are not under threat of communism. We are in a highly capitalist society.
Andy Radin is following many theories floating around about this project. He works with lots of farmers as an agriculture extension specialist at the University of Rhode Island. Radin is fully behind the program's goals to support farmers and protect farmland. Still, he thinks the rules need work.
I see a lot of vagueness. I see things that are not spelled out with clarity. And if you want to get people up in arms, the best way to do it is to be vague.
State officials say they left the language vague because they're still writing the rules and they wanted to get public feedback. But Radin thinks that strategy has backfired. He sees conservative groups taking advantage of the situation in a charged political season.
We're not taking advantage of anything. We are connecting the dots.
Mike Stenhouse is the executive director of the Rhode Island Center for Freedom and Prosperity, a conservative group that's one of the leading voices against this project.
So to think that somehow this will become remain a purely voluntary program is very naive.
Stenhouse thinks this program will eventually turn into eminent domain. He rejects the argument that DEM doesn't have the powers of eminent domain to acquire land, even though other state agencies do. And Stenhouse says it doesn't matter that the agency has no track record of acquiring land by force.
I'm not going to talk to a track record because we're trying to stop the track record from happening in this state in an abusive way.
Stenhouse sees a pattern of big government forcing an agenda of sustainability and egalitarianism on local communities. He thinks the program got started at the United Nations and has trickled down to the federal government and state and local initiatives. To Stenhouse, this is socialism creeping into the free market.
This is just not the proper role of government. We do not trust our politicians to be pure. We know there's corruption. We know there's insiders who are being planned to benefit from this.
Far from it, says Ken Ayers, the chief of DEM's agriculture division. Ayers says the program is open to all farmers with a strong business plan.
Whether it's organic or conventional, whether it's turf or food, is more or less irrelevant to the selection process.
Ayers says the program will help farmers with less than 10 years of experience and farm income less than $350,000 per year.
If you look at federal statistics, that's over 95% of the farmers in the state. And our thought was, that's the income range most likely to need this type of assistance.
Development pressures and demand for farmland are driving up land values. In Rhode Island, 1 acre is worth an average of nearly $14,000, the highest in the country. At a meeting about DEM's land acquisition program, Paul Brewley, the former director of the Rhode Island Farm Service Agency, made the case for helping new farmers.
A lot of these young farmers today are making some good money. They can buy a farm, but not at the current price. There is no way they can make it. But they're making a decent living on small acres and all rental.
Finding land to rent is also a challenge. Tess Brown Lavoie started farming an abandoned lot in Providence and now leases more farmland across the border in Seekonk, Massachusetts. She works with a regional nonprofit that connects retiring farmers with newer farmers looking for land.
I mean, land is such a high cost. It's a barrier to entry for all different types of farmers. And the idea that some people would be barred from the profession because they don't have the means to purchase land, that's so unfortunate.
DEM officials say they will clarify the rules of the state's new land acquisition program, but opposition is deeply rooted in mistrust of the government and values that simply don't line up with what the program is trying to achieve. Opponents hope a lawmaker will take up their fight in the next legislative session. Amber Espinosa, Rhode Island Public Radio.